So how hot is your house this summer, especially if it's a newer one, which you might expect to be pretty efficient? Well, a study has found that new energy-efficient homes can actually be less resistant to heat than older double-brick homes. So Australians are becoming more reliant on air conditioning, with implications for power use and health, sparking calls for changes to the relevant codes, Caroline Winter reports.
Heatwaves are the deadliest natural hazard in Australia. They're also a major driver of peak electricity demand. And it's those issues University of South Australia Research Associate Gertrude Hadvani-Kovach is focused on.
Unfortunately, more people die from heatwaves than all the other natural hazards combined. That's why it's absolutely a pivotal issue to reduce these numbers.
Her study, just published in the journal Energy and Buildings, looked at building designs in both traditional older double-brick homes and modern six-star energy-rated homes and their heat stress resistance or ability to minimise summer indoor overheating. Surprisingly, Gertrude Hadvani-Kovach found new homes can be less resistant to heat than older homes.
The current building code doesn't necessarily encourage more heat-resistant buildings. Just concentrates on energy efficiency, and we would need not just annual energy threshold to be stipulated in the building codes, but a separate heating and cooling threshold.
Dr. Hadvani-Kovach says newer homes can be more prone to overheating when it's hot because of insulation and air tightness, as well as a lack of shading and natural ventilation. She says Australia needs homes which are energy efficient and heat stress resistant.
Energy efficiency is only about the annual energy use. So, for instance, a new building might perform very well overall, reducing the winter heating demand, but at the same time might not so efficient during summertime and even relies too much on air conditioning use.
She argues implementing heat stress resistant measures in the building code would also reduce Australians' reliance on air conditioners.
Using air conditioning pumps up electricity price because of the increased electricity demand. We also basically rely on electricity use more and more, and that's why it would be important to reduce the air conditioning with better building design.
Danita Warne is the CEO of Master Builders Australia.
People's expectations are that when they buy an energy efficient high rating home, they have energy efficiency all year round. Unfortunately, that is not the case. You can have a situation at the moment under the current system where a house can be very efficient during winter but poor in summer, and we don't think that meets expectations.
She agrees a change to the building code is needed, and it's been on their radar for some time.
Part of it is recognising the fact that to meet energy efficiency standards required under the code, you're looking at all seasons, and you can't meet a standard simply because you meet it in winter as opposed to summer. So it's a fairly simple change that the industry has been seeking, and we understand it is under consideration.
So it's something that has been on your radar?
Very much so. Master Builders Australia has been focused on getting better system, a balanced system, and that is being currently debated in the lead up to the new code that will come into effect in 2019. So it's on everyone's radar and something that we've been pushing for some time.
Danita Warne, she's the CEO of Master Builders Australia. Caroline Winter, our reporter.